You're listening to SBS News.
This is where I study. Just a small part of my living room. I just sit on the couch, open up my laptop.
It's far from the final months of school that Josh Rebello had imagined, but 7 weeks into learning from home, he's making it work for him. The 18-year-old from Parramatta, currently a COVID hotspot, won't be allowed back in the classroom next week. And like many of his peers, he's questioning whether he'll be disproportionately affected compared to those in other parts of the state.
In terms of like a learning perspective, they're in the proper environment and they get help from the teachers, they get pushed to do well.
So what is the current plan for Year 12's return? A flexible model will be in place for HSC students outside of the 9 LGA hotspots, meaning they'll be able to re-enter the classroom for essential lessons, wellbeing support, but not regular classes. But more than 20,000 students who live or go to school in those hotspots won't be returning for now and will continue remote learning. The schools there are being asked to allow time for their vaccinations to be given this week and then for them to take effect. School leaders in these areas, like St Patrick's Principal Angela Hay, have been run off their feet trying to keep up with the changing rules. But she says the experience of the last year has put them in a good position.
When we first went into lockdown this time, we're all really confident and calm. We've been through this process before. We've learned a lot in the last 12 months. So in the first instance, we were really calm and ready to go. But as we've gone along, obviously that sense of anxiety has really increased. And there's obviously lots of conversations around the trials and what that might look like.
She says she's had to allay the concerns of both final year students and their parents that they could be disadvantaged.
The most important message for me, for our community and for the diocese is whatever we do, it needs to ensure that their safety, health and wellbeing of our students is paramount. And that was the message that I gave to my community. There were still certainly concerns about levels of fairness. What does it mean? Students outside the LGA, students who are able to go to school and do their major works. What I assured our students is that we've always had processes in place. We will worry about the technicalities, we'll worry about assessment, but most importantly, the HSC is what moderates that work. And so we are really confident. Our message to our students is trust us.
In the meantime, all students in Greater Sydney and Newcastle will be completing their trial HSC from home. The actual exams are supposed to begin at the end of October, and the New South Wales Department of Education says it will do all it can to make that happen face-to-face safely. Leanne Nixon is the Deputy Secretary for School Performance North at the Department of Education. She says they have very clear processes in place.
No student at the end of this is going to be disadvantaged. We will work with every child. All our schools, all our principals are really clear about the work that has to happen going forward to make sure that we get every one of our Year 12s to the end of Year 12 with the outcome they're looking for.
She says for the trials, some schools are planning open book exams. Other schools are looking at turning the exams into assignment work. She says there is a range of options that schools are able to do at this stage, but she says their clear aim is for Year 12s to be able to sit their actual HSC exams in normal circumstances, even in these most abnormal times.
Look, our intention, and we're all working really hard to making sure that all students will be able to do HSC exams later in the year. That's absolutely what everyone's working towards. We're working with health now on what would those conditions look like to ensure that that happened. We will make sure that we're working towards that. But as you said, you know, it changes day to day. But the goal of everyone is that those HSC exams will run at the end of the year.
Leanne Nixon says students and their parents shouldn't be worrying.
Look, the best advice I can give to students is focus on your work. Let us worry about the other parts. You focus on your study. That's your core business. And to parents, if you're concerned, I would encourage you to reach out to your schools. All the support that's available in our schools is still available just because we're learning from home. I'd encourage parents to reach out, talk to teachers, talk to the principal. If it's wellbeing support or extra academic support that you're looking for, schools are able to provide that.
And while nothing during a pandemic is guaranteed, we can be sure the graduating class has developed an A+ standard in patience and flexibility. Alan Lee, SBS News.